But Atta did not send for me, the doctor went on at last. And it chanced that I did not go to that part of the island for a long time. I had no news of Strickland. Once or twice I heard that Atta had been to Papeete to buy painting materials, but I did not happen to see her. More than 2 years passed before I went to Taravao again, and then it was once more to see the old chiefess. I asked them whether they had heard anything of Strickland. By now it was known everywhere that he had leprosy. First Tane, the boy, had left the house, and then a little while afterwards the old woman and her grandchild. Strickland and Atta were left alone with their babies. No one went near the plantation, for, as you know, the natives have a very lively horror of the disease, and in the old days when it was discovered, the sufferer was killed. But sometimes when the village boys were scrambling about the hills, they would catch sight of the white man with his great red beard wandering about. They fled in terror. Sometimes Arthur would come down to the village at night and arouse the trader so that he might sell her various things of which she stood in need. She knew that the natives looked upon her with the same horrified aversion as they looked upon Strickland, and she kept out of their way. Once some women, venturing nearer than usual to the plantation, saw her washing clothes in the brook, and they threw stones at her. After that, the trader was told to give her the message that if she used the brook again, men would come and burn down her house. Brutes, I said. Mais non, mon cher monsieur. Men are always the same. Fear makes them cruel. I decided to see Strickland, and when I'd finished with the chiefess, asked for a boy to show me the way. But none would accompany me, and I was forced to find it alone.